Track 10. Norfolk charity Nelson's Journey helps up to 1,000 children through their grief every year. Their chief executive, Simon Wright, tells us more.
What does Nelson's Journey do?
Nelson's Journey helps children and young people to understand their feelings and emotions after the death of a significant person. We help children to process what's happened and help them to keep their memories of their special person. We look at each child's needs and plan which services we can offer to best help. This might include a bereavement support worker, a group opportunity, or help and guidance through our support line. Children may most often have lost parents and grandparents, but also stepfamily, friends, carers, teachers. If the death has affected a child, they may benefit from our support. We work with young people up to the age of 18, but don't have a lower age limit. We've had families come to us with babies to talk about the ways in which their child may be affected as they grow older. We also trained over 600 professionals who work with children in Norfolk during 2020 to give them confidence and awareness of issues that they may face when working with bereaved children.
What do the children appreciate most?
For some, having a bereavement support worker that they know and can talk to is really valued. Our group work is also popular as children feel that they are less alone when they meet others who've had similar experiences. We are now delivering online groups, which are working really well.
Where did the name come from?
Norfolk is Nelson's County, and the founders of that charity chose a name that clearly identified with Norfolk to emphasise that our work is within the county. In addition, Horatio Nelson was a bereaved child himself. His mother died when he was 9.
How did you get involved?
I gained a huge appreciation and insight into the charity's work in my former role as an MP. I heard stories from bereaved young people about how the charity had supported them when they could only see life in negative terms. I trained as a teacher and was interested in how young people could be supported to get the best role in life. Here was a great charity in our own county doing just that through brilliant and innovative work.
What is the First Smiles Scout Group?
It was a fantastic experience to partner with Norfolk Scouts to create a unique scout group that specifically brings bereaved children and young people together. Anyone referred to Nelson's Journey can join.
How can listeners help Nelson's Journey?
We'd be delighted if people are able to host a purple picnic between the 5th and 11th of July. It can be a small get-together, a bigger event, or even a virtual video picnic to share awareness of the charity and raise donations. For information and recipes, visit purplepicnic.co.uk.
Last year, the Norfolk Magazine team mourned the loss of a much-loved friend and colleague, Rachel Buller. Since Rachel's death from cancer in April, aged just 45, her husband Matt has raised thousands of pounds in her name for Nelson's Journey. Her sons, Zach and George, aged 14 and 11, are being helped by a Nelson's Journey child bereavement support worker, creating a booklet full of memories of their mum. Matt has also supported them at home by encouraging them to talk to each other about their mum and all the special memories they have of her.